Hey there, it's the Webcam Girl Zoo, officially called that now. Or Webcam Girl Zoo, I think I put it as that, so it could be more easily searched. I also changed the topic to be technology because it is more intertwined with technology a bit here, as we are talking about webcam and online relationships in general. Just everything's gonna be online in general, and also, speaking of what else is online, my YouTube channel is also online. I'm thinking of making some more videos, like some funny things. Like, I'm gonna be making some more inflatable content, so I'm gonna be posting some of that online. If it's like non-nude and not like super explicit, it's probably just gonna be funny to you guys because it's like literally inflatable whale fetish videos. So that's gonna be really fun to watch, I think, whether you have an inflatable whale fetish or not. So definitely check out my, my YouTube channel. It's, what is my YouTube channel? I'm Melody Morrison, or, like, Melody Hero on YouTube. I'm pretty sure if you just search that, you'll find me. I'm just, like, there, sitting around. I'm like Melody Morrison. Yeah, honestly, I don't think I have like some snazzy name or anything. I'd like to, but I'm not sure. Also, if you look up Webcam Girl Zoo, my music video will come up for the song Webcam Girl Zoo by the Woodbridge. What was it? Woodbridge Band Gang? Something like that. I don't know what the fuck they're called. I forget. Damn it, I just heard what they were called and then I forgot. Damn it. Okay, so I named my podcast after that song, but it's fine. Woodbridge Band. Anyway, just search for Webcam Girl, so you'll find it there, okay? I was thinking of doing a little segment because I was inspired by Gemma Stone on here. She's on Anchor. I know that at least she's on Anchor. I'm not sure where else she is, but she's really cool. Listen to her fucking podcast if you like mine. Damn. This is fucking good shit. Her take on two girls, like, dick pics. Alright. Listen up. Motherfuckers. Don't you fucking send your fucking dick in a fucking image file with a fucking JPEG / I don't know what the fuck. I don't care. PNG, I don't want a fucking image of your fucking dick in my inbox, you understand? Because you're literally, like, exposing yourself randomly, like, at me, and, like, it just feels like, ugh, like, I didn't have a fucking choice in not seeing that stupid shit. And honestly, every single time, it's fucking repelled me. Every single time. Mostly because of the fucking, like, I didn't expect it, so I'm like, oh, God. You know, and it's not like a, you know, it's not always a good picture. And generally, image files pop out at you anyway. Even if they're cats, they kind of do pop out at you. Especially when you're, like, not used to it. So, you know, when you're going through fucking a bunch of strangers' inboxes, you know, like, hey, BB, check your PMs, BB. Hey. Like, it's, like, stupid shit that I don't care about. I don't care about you. Unless you fucking, like, make me care about you. Like, I mean, like, remember you in some sort of like memorable way, because otherwise you're just like some random person on the internet. I'm not gonna care about your fucking dick, dude, and like I never will, you know? Like, I like watching, sometimes I like seeing like gifs, right, on the internet. Like, who doesn't like some good ass, like, before Tumblr got taken, all like got taken by Sesta Foster, and also it's stupid. It honestly fell by its own rules. Tumblr got taken down for, like, well, not taken down, but, like, they had to take down all their pornographic content. This is a side note here. Tumblr had to take down all their pornographic content because they literally didn't, like, have a tag for it, so they couldn't, like, really regulate it. So, literally, kids were posting, like, nudes and stuff, so it was, like, child porn classified as, technically, and it's super fucked up, and, like, so they couldn't even regulate their own fucking child porn. So, literally, they got taken... they got taken by the interwebs, and they were like, dude, you can't do that. So they had to take down everything pornographic, including, which is not pornographic, female nipples, which is fucking stupid as fuck. Like, literally, Literally, how fucking ignorant do you want to be? Like, all right, okay, like, male nipples are just, like, not even gross either. Like, they're both weird. They're both weird. So, get over it. Just get over it. Like, how are you supposed to post, like, art or anything like that? Like, you know, like David or something, you know, the statue. Like, with his tiny dick hanging out, you know? See, like, that's, like, a better picture. That's, honestly, if he sent me his dick pic, I wouldn't mind because I know David. He's stone. He's, like, the only person of stone I know, made out of stone that I know. Typically, you know, except for a few, maybe. But they're, like, you know, they don't text me. But, me and David, we hang out. I fuck with you, David. God damn it. Like, where was I going with this? Yeah, you can't post, like, art. You can't. It's stupid. Censorship is stupid. Just take care of your content. Don't have kids posting stupid things. Regulate that, damn it. Like, don't fucking swoop in like you care now all of a sudden. You don't. And I don't care about your fucking dick pic, dude. I don't want that shit in my inbox taking up my fucking memory. And, like, honestly, sometimes I autosave things, like just because, like, I don't know, I think Skype autosaves on my phone. So if you send me photos, like, it'll fucking save on my fucking Google Photos or some shit. So I'll have your fucking dick pic for eternity. Because I'm not going to go through that and delete it. I'm not going to fucking waste my time. You wasted enough of my time. And honestly, it's just super rude. You should really tip before you ever, like, open a cam. Really tip before you ever do any of that. Like, oh, hey, baby, open my cam. Like, if she's cool with that, fine, doing it for free. But she's probably not, and you should really tip. Like, tip 20 tokens to 120 tokens, because it's not cool to do that. I don't know. And watching a cam, it takes time and, like, effort. Honestly, because you could be reading messages. You could be, like, you know, your eyes are darting all over the place. Watching your cam actually being, like, you know, not stressed enough by all these messages you're getting on the side and things you're ignoring on the side and conversation in the free tether you're ignoring on the side to your, like, to watch your stupid cam with your stupid dick out, like, of which we have no emotional attachment to in this part of the plot, you know? Like, and you're expecting us to, like, okay, I'm not gonna remember you by your dick. Don't, oh my god, when people come back and they think that I would remember them by their dick. Wrong. Dude, you are so wrong. I would never remember your dick. Your dick's so unmemorable. Literally every dick pic I've ever gotten in my entire life just blends together in my head. It just blends together in one giant fucking dick pic of fucking, you know, unintentional. I didn't want this, but it's here now. It's like, god damn, get out, you fucking, molesting my eyes and all that. My cat's here again, sorry. He's like a screecher, dude. Good job. Right on cue. He's literally, he talks like that. I don't know what's wrong with him. Please diagnose my cat. Oh, he's such a cutie. Okay, sorry. He's really fucking cute. I can't even think about dick pics right now. No, he's too cute. Hey, what's up, Osito? Damn it, I'm supposed to be on cam soon, and I don't want to go on cam because I haven't been on cam in a while, and when you take hiatuses, it does that to you. And also, people are weird, and I'm scared because they make you feel like you owe them something, kind of, sort of, sometimes. You can't let them do that to you. Yeah, you need to do some meditating or something. Like, no, nobody owes you jack shit. Okay, so if you're a webcam girl and you're doing content, you know, maybe you're getting bigger or something. If you feel, like, obligated to give people things, like, if you feel like, you know, that, like, you know, strong ethical pull, which I feel sometimes, to, like, deliver on content, to, like, actually live up to, like, you know, all the rap and stuff. You don't have to do anything. Let me just tell you this. You do not have to live up to your own rep. Like, you don't have to. You don't have to do anything. You can be late on a video, a custom video. You can do whatever the fuck you want, dude. Because you know what? You're ultimately your own boss here. If you're an independent model, you're your own fucking social media platform. Your social media manager. You're like literally doing all these things, marketing yourself, you know, trying to be like relevant, you know, making posts on 5 different fucking social media sites. You know, if you fucking have a website too, you know, hosting videos or something like that, you know, posting things, making sure everything's correct, consistent, all that stuff, dude. You are working, and you know what? That's a lot of work. Especially editing your own videos is difficult. So fuck that. Don't show me your fucking dick in a fucking JPEG or PNG image. I don't want to see it ever. I don't want to see it, period. Ever. Ever. Not in real life. Like, definitely not in real life. Like, if I ever seen a dick in PNG or JPEG form or any sort of image file form, I will, like, vow to never, ever, ever associate with this person in real life. And I don't associate with people on cam. Oh my god, was he so quiet? But I don't associate with people on cam. I don't. Because I don't really care. I don't want to hang out with you. This is a fantasy. I'm not actually your girlfriend. I'm not actually interested in, like, dating you. And no, just because you come to Las Vegas doesn't mean I want to hang out. Like, I don't want to hang out with you. Like, we're not friends. Like, you don't know me. You don't want to know me. Even if you say, oh, baby, I want to know everything about your personal life. You actually don't. The truth is, you don't. I know what you don't want to hear. And it's the boring shit, and you're not gonna listen to it. I know you won't. You'll fall through asleep. I know you will. I know you will. Even I fall asleep through my own life story. Don't worry. Just don't pretend like to be like some sort of like, you know, dick Jesus or something. Like, you're not gonna come here and save me from like myself and like the camming industry and the porn industry. And here's my dick, by the way. Oh god. That's not how things work, dude. I don't know, like, I'm just pretty sure there's, like, a group of girls who go on, like, literally, like, go on Omegle. There are girls on there, apparently, I know, like, one or two, and they're also webcam models, but they actually do enjoy exposition, like, exhibition, and, like, I do enjoy, like, what I do, but I'm, like, not gonna do it for free, you know? I'm not gonna watch your cam for free. I don't actually like watching cams, really. I mean, I do like watching cams in private shows or in the context of, like, being on cam, because it does make it feel more human. But if I can't, like, literally be with someone in real life with a, you know, appendage of sorts like that, then I would never go online looking for dicks on the internet to just watch. That's not, like, typically, it's not what I do. I go and watch some nice Tumblr GIFs, dude. Which are now, like, not on Tumblr anymore, so I guess I'm gonna have to go to my Twitter feed. Honestly, my Twitter feed's just, oh god, very not safe for work. I didn't mean for it to be like that, but I ended up having to follow a bunch of porn accounts. Oh, see, though, please stop meowing. Okay, I have to go tend to my cat. Totally not strangle him right now, so later. And now, a reward from our sponsors. And now, a word from our sponsors. Hey, so I just started recording on my fucking phone. Sorry if it's like really bad quality. But I wanted to throw in some of these messages that I was listening to while I was totally not on the toilet. They were fucking, I don't know, so fucking sweet. Like, some of them are from when I first started on here. On Anchor, and like, they're just welcoming me, and some of them are just like thanking me for following them. But honestly, like, they're like the people who actually took the time to listen to my podcast. Thank you. I'm sorry if you don't want your name up here. I'll take it down, I swear. But like, I just want you guys to know that you really did make an impact on me, and to this day you still do. Thank you.
Hello, Melody. Thanks for favoriting my channel. Heard you with Kevin Touch and give you a follow, so yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing more from you. I'm really curious about your industry. I have so many questions, but if you want to do like an interview thing, that would be awesome. But yeah, looking forward to hearing from you. I'm also very new to this thing. Kevin Touch invited me to it, so yeah, hope to hear from you soon. Take care.
Hey, Melody, it's B from the Crimson Kiss podcast. Thank you for your call, and sorry it took me a minute to answer yours. Well, to answer back. My apologies. And I absolutely agree with what you said. You know, their idea of success is one thing and yours is another, you know. I think you mentioned that, you know, you don't consider yourself a porn star, but I think maybe you should give yourself a little bit more credit, you know, just because you are the star of your scene, so that would make you a porn star, you know what I mean? And that's okay to use that, to say that about yourself. You know, you're a porn star, you are the star of your own scene, and, you know, when you're on your camera doing what you're doing, you're the star of your own show, so, Give yourself the credit that you deserve, girl. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong for crediting yourself where it's due, you know? So I hope you have a good rest of your day. Take care of yourself.
Hi, Melody. It's Jared from Slangsmith Radio. Thanks for the favorite. I listened to the conversation that you were having about, being a voice for people and dealing with a controversial profession. I appreciate you for that. And I feel like, I write inside a lot of my stories, there are like some controversial things that I talk about sometimes, but I wrap them up in language that can sometimes obscure what I'm talking about. So I appreciate you just being like open and direct about your experiences. So thank you for that.
Hi there, good morning from London, England. This is Dr. Get a Headspace from the Wellbeings podcast. I just wanted to thank you so much, Camgirl Station, for favoriting me. I've had some technical issues with my Anchor app, and hence the delay in getting back to you. But I've just started listening to your Adding to My Resume episode. I've found it fascinating. You have opened up a new world for me. I'm not familiar with the term cam girl. I'm just part of the way through the video that you put on YouTube. I'll probably listen to it live on YouTube just to, get a better feel for the audio, but it's brilliant so far. Thanks.
If you guys listened all the way to the end, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.